Hi, welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Joshua. With me today, as always, are Chris.
Hola.
And Danielle.
Bitchola. Sorry.
If you're a long-time listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we select a topic to discuss. The topic will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. So let's reach into the jar and pull out a topic for this week. Today's topic is, start every conversation by asking for a tampon or asking for weed.
Hey, Joshua.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a tampon?
Yeah. Yes?
Hey, Chris.
Good to know. Hey, yeah?
You Karen?
Oh. Okay, holy shit, I have a tampon story. I know this is the wrong person for this to come from, but
wow.
I have a tampon story.
I want to hear your tampon story.
It just hit me. Okay, so today, I know we're going to be starting this topic super late if I tell a story first off, but anyhow, today, I had a doctor's appointment with a urologist. Because I am going to be having a vasectomy soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. No,
getting
no
those
little
tubes
babies.
Woo.
Just right up.
Yeah.
So way more than tied, by the way, but we can get into that later if we want to.
I really want to know how this relates to tampons.
Tampons are really a minor story or minor element, but I thought it was weird. So, okay, I go in and I check in and the lady's like, here's a little cup, we need a sample. So I was like, okay, great. So I start drinking a shit ton of water because I just woke up, I hadn't had anything.
Yeah, that's not the sample they wanted.
No, that is the sample they wanted.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought they wanted
yes.
you to jerk it in the cup.
No. It was a sample cup for urine.
Oh.
So I finished drinking my water, and I didn't make it before my appointment. So I go into the office. We have our appointment to have the consultation where he can tell me all the shit he's going to do down there. And I'm like, oh, hey, now I really fucking have to go because it's been like 45 minutes. And I drank like a gallon of water out there. So it's like, oh, the bathroom's down there. So I go in the bathroom and there's this like just tray in the bathroom with like, I don't know, it's like a tray that a flapper girl would have with cigarettes and stuff on it, except it's just like, here are some tampons, here's a box of condoms, here's some other weird shit, like just laid out on this tray in the bathroom.
That sounds great. I should get that for my bathroom.
I'm wondering, like, if that's for activities that happen in the office or elsewhere.
I don't know. I was just like, what? Like, can I just take this stuff? Like, what is?
Yeah.
Who is this for?
I mean, you know, once you get snipped, they say it's full month, so you better stock up on tampons and fucking condoms.
I'm sorry. I didn't follow that at all.
It's a full month?
What's a full month?
Till things are all mended.
Oh, till your bits get unscrambled.
No, it's 10 days that you can't have sex after the vasectomy.
No, but I mean like until the surgery has become effective. Isn't it like a month?
Oh, no. Actually, what it is after the surgery, you then have to count the number of times you ejaculate.
So just like normal.
And on your 20th time, you have to collect that.
So day one.
And put it in the refrigerator.
So just like normal.
So that you can take it to the doctor the next day, and he can look at it under a microscope and be like, yep, no sperm. And then he gives you another sample cup, and he says, okay, now come back when you've done 20 more.
So day two.
Once he's verified no sperm two times, then you're good to go.
What if you verify on your
own?
You're
ready for action.
I'm sorry, how do you verify on your own?
Wait, you don't look at your ejaculate under the microscope?
Oh, I don't have a microscope. I mean, I look at it very closely, but
sure.
I don't have a microscope.
Oh, yeah, you need a microscope, or like a magnifying glass at least.
Okay, I wonder if we're going into TMI neighborhood here. But
what
anyway.
Was the topic again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, tampons. So every time you talk to anyone...
Anyone.
You have to lead off the conversation with either, do you have a tampon, or are you carrying weed?
Hmm.
I mean, admittedly, as a woman, I guess it's easier to fall into the tampon thing than it would be for you guys, but I don't want to be the girl that's always asking for a tampon.
Also, you'd be asking men if they have
tampons.
You'd
be asking anybody.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You'd be asking everyone.
And then, honestly, to me, like, I mean, if you're the girl that's not prepared for her period, it makes you seem irresponsible.
Well, I'm also thinking, so you go up to person A, and you're like, hey, you have a tampon? And they're like, oh, yeah, and they reach in their purse and they give you one. And then you need to talk to someone else who heard that conversation.
Right.
Just tampon collecting.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, what if you walk into, like, a group of people, like, there's four people, do you need to ask each of them the same thing?
Well, if you have business, if you have to talk to each of them separately, then yes. If you don't have to talk to all of them, then no, you don't have to ask all of them.
Does this count for, like, on the phone?
Yeah.
What?
Absolutely.
Like, I call my mom and ask her if she has a tampon? Like, what?
Yeah, any conversation.
I'm excited for you to have to ask your sister that, Joshua.
I'm getting
fired.
Your
mom and your dad.
Oh, we're all getting fired. We're never holding down a job again.
We're all getting fired. Awesome.
There's got to be something that modifies, because it ends up being a zero-sum game if both of them are going to ruin your life anyway.
No, actually, I think asking for weed is better than asking for a tampon, because if somebody has a tampon and you ask them for a tampon and they give you a tampon, then all you have is a tampon. But if somebody has weed and you ask them for weed and they give you weed, then you have weed.
But no tampon.
Well, I don't need many tampons. Like, I'm...
Yeah, I mean, I guess for you, like, you don't understand how expensive tampons are.
Oh, that's true. You could just go around asking people and then sell them on the black market. The tampon black market?
On the red market. No.
The red market? No. That is the worst. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the end of our podcast forever. Yeah.
Made the worst joke ever. Sorry, kids.
We're just going to have to shut this shit down.
Shut it down.
Shut it down. The red market. Oh. I'm leaning towards weed, mostly because we live, the three of us, in our
liberal bubble.
In our liberal bubble. We live in Washington State.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can say where we live. People know.
No, I know. So we live in Washington State, and for those people who don't know, Washington State, marijuana is legal recreationally.
Yeah.
Which is fucking great. So you can ask people if they have weed. Like, I'm not going to be able to hold a job, but...
It would just get super annoying. Like, yeah, every time we have a client meeting, Chris asks the client if they have any marijuana.
Yeah, do you have any pot?
Totally going to help your credibility. Dude, you end up working at fucking Wendy's for the rest of your life.
When you're fucking working the drive-thru at Wendy's, a car pulls up. Hey, do you have any weed? Welcome to Wendy's. How can I help you?
Welcome to Wendy's. How can I help you? Do you have any weed?
Oh, you have to say weed first. It has to start the conversation.
Got any weed? Welcome to Wendy's.
I mean, if you work the Wendy's drive-thru, you're more likely to get weed.
That's probably true, actually.
Joshua and I both worked at Wendy's, and I'm sure that we can probably support that theory.
I worked the McDonald's drive-thru for, like, 2 or 3 years, and I'll tell you what, I always had weed. If anybody asked me, like, that's the only way you can get through that shit.
Yeah, we almost always had people that were selling something out of the window.
Oh, sure, yeah. Most of the time it was food, but sometimes other things.
Wow, this episode is just filled with winners of jokes. Jokes upon jokes.
I'm leaning towards weed because, you know, I'm not going to hold down a job either way. At least the job I currently have. Maybe I can be like a, I don't know, something.
Maybe you can work at a dispensary and people come in and you ask them, hey, do you have weed? No, dumbass, that's why I'm here.
Oh, great, let me give you some. Or you could...
That might work.
Yeah, that actually... Yeah. Or you could work at a tampon dispensary.
Yeah, yeah. You find a place where that is the like correct first question.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have a tampon? No, let me provide you with one.
You could work at Rite Aid.
Tampon dispensary.
They have those, right?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh my fucking Christ!
It's I'm pretty sure tampons are legal in Washington State.
But only recreationally.
But only No, you can get medicinal tampons.
Oh, okay.
Oh my fucking Christ! Actually, I was reading it. The twain shall meet in this. I saw a headline for an article about marijuana infused tampons.
Wait, what?
Because of cramping and stuff, not to like get you high through your
vagina. Oh, I was like, holy shit, you are gonna get so fucking high from that.
Well, yeah, I mean, if like high. Putting a beer up your butt is any indication, but no, like it was specifically.
I'm sorry, doing what with the who what?
Putting alcohol in your butt.
Oh, butt chug.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking.
I'm sorry. Is that the word the kids are using?
Yeah, that's what the kids are doing. They're butt chugging. Look, I watch.
No, the kids
I watch
are playing
ABC
Pokemon
News.
Go.
Like, it tells me what's going on. The kids are butt chugging.
Get Jesse.
Anyway. I watched 60 Minutes.
Right?
Yeah, Leslie Stahl was talking about the fucking severity of butt chugging in certain
butt chugging.
Municipalities.
Right, you gotta responsibly butt chug. Otherwise, it's just bad.
Is there really a responsible way to fucking consume alcohol through your butt?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Danielle and I watched an episode of Snap that showed the irresponsible way once.
Oh.
What was that?
Oh, you don't remember this episode where the woman killed her husband by waiting till he was asleep and then putting two bottles of cooking sherry into his butt?
That's right.
Wait,
that's
how do you not
right.
wake up? How do you not, like...
I don't know.
Oh, something is different.
Maybe he was passed out drunk already, and she was like, well, might as well add more to it.
Okay.
And then it'll look like he just died from binge drinking.
Yeah, fucking
from his butt. Woof.
From his butt. With cooking sherry.
With cooking sherry. That is rough. Anyway, yeah, I'm thinking if I'm only going to be able to hold down a job in either a tampon dispensary, a.k.a. Rite Aid, or a weed dispensary... Then I'd rather have a job at a weed dispensary.
I think that I would rather have a job where I don't talk to people.
What kind of job is that?
Like what?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like find a way to telecommute from home and like have very little contact with people outside of like email. Because...
I mean, I guess if you could find a way to make a living out of it, you could be a Mechanical Turk.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. What is that?
Yeah, I don't know what that is either. A robot?
It's something that Amazon does. You do these jobs that take usually between no time and no time, and you get paid like a penny or 3 cents or 5 cents.
Yeah.
Or you could be like a freelancer and, I don't know, like a freelance graphic designer or something and just do it via email.
That's a conversation.
Oh, so what?
What?
That's starting a conversation.
It's just all vocal.
Sorry. No, that is not starting a conversation.
Okay, fine. Fine, vocal only. Vocal only.
I mean, you're the commissioner, but I disagree.
No, no, no. I'll go with this. Vocal only, but all forms of vocal communication, including, you know, Skype or phone.
Or whatever. But, like, I can text people without immediately saying, do you have any weed? Hi, how's it going?
Holy shit, our Twitter account would go nowhere. We'd use up all of our characters just... wasting it on that every
hey,
time.
Hey, got any weed? Yeah, listen to our next episode.
I'm just going to throw this out there. That implies that our Twitter is going somewhere now without saying those things, so, which I don't think is a safe assumption. I'm sorry, Josh. I know you love the Twitters.
We have followers.
We do. We do.
Some of them are sexy ladies.
Some of them are not even robots.
Most of them... are probably robots.
So between these two, definitely weed for me. Like it just seems better, easier, more fun.
Danielle?
Yeah, I kind of feel like they both suck. If we lived in a different state, I guess I would say tampon.
Right.
But like, I don't know which is worse, to be the person that's always looking for drugs or the person that doesn't prepare for her menstrual cycle. So I guess I'll be the druggie, so...
Sweet.
I guess
I'll so,
I'm asking people...
If we did live in a different state, how does that change it, do you think?
Well, if you're at, like, say you have to interact with a fucking cop.
Right.
Okay, in our state, say you have to interact with children and there's a cop happening to be around for whatever reason.
You're not giving them weed. You're doing the cop's job for them. You're asking if they have any weed.
I don't know if it's worse to ask a 9-year-old for weed or to ask a 9-year-old for a tampon. When you get right down to it.
Yeah, that is a solid point.
That is solid.
Like, you got a condom? Like,
right.
That actually
chug?
Would have. That would.
What's butt chugging, mommy?
Yeah, I guess if you asked a 9-year-old for a condom, it probably would be you'd get a different answer than you might expect these days. But anyway,
right.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sticking with weed. Joshua, where are you coming down?
I kind of feel like these are a little bit equal.
Yeah.
It sort of doesn't matter.
Oh.
Because you're not leading a normal life either way.
Right. But I feel...
But yeah, I think the weed is the obvious choice because I have no use for tampons.
You can make like a...
I can do nothing with them.
You could make a necklace.
You can give them me.
I could make some sweet Michelangelo like nunchucks.
Yeah, you could.
That's right.
You could
that's
use
right.
them as paper towels. Super absorbent.
I could use them to soak up the
bloody
blood
noses.
From my vasectomy.
Yeah.
Shove it right in your scrot.
Just right in your urethra. Just shove it.
You don't understand.
So, okay, I'm gonna circle back around to that story because we're running out of time and I have to tell you about one more thing.
Oh, God.
This doctor was super casual.
Okay.
And he was like, okay, you have to be on bed rest for 24 hours and then no activity for 7 days. He's like, and you have to, like, heed me on this because if you don't, what could happen is you could start bleeding into your scrotum and then we have to remove your nuts, is what he said to me.
Oh, no.
That's...
So what did he tell you to avoid?
Activity.
Oh, okay, just activity.
Running, biking, weightlifting.
Oh, motherfucker, and your nuts will have to be removed forcibly?
Yeah, apparently if your scrotum fills with blood, they just remove testicles.
Cut your nuts off.
Yeah.
Then you didn't need that vasectomy anyway.
Right. Damn, that is ice cold.
I just love the fact that he said nuts.
Nuts.
And he's a doctor.
He's like, what up, bro? We cutting your nuts.
Right. Cutting your nuts off. Do you like D's?
D's
don't,
nuts?
Nuts?
No. Oh, fuck you.
Can I tell you, there was, speaking of
oh,
D's.
God. Oh, God.
Josh,
I know where you're going
what
with
I'm
this.
Talking about. There's this guy that we used to work with.
Work at Wendy's.
That we worked at Wendy's with back in our burger flipping days when we were teens. And he went through this phase where he would just, like, show his nuts to everybody. Like, he had this friend, and I think they both have the same first name. I won't say what his first name is, but anyway.
They did.
They have the same first name, and they were over my house one night. We were watching a movie, and all of a sudden, like, I look over, and it's just fucking ball sacks just, like, hanging out of their pants.
Showing brain.
Yeah, I kicked him out. I'm, like, out of my house right now. I think
good.
They did not expect that. Yeah, I was like, you don't fucking pull your ball sack out and put it on my couch. Like, that is not the way that it works in this home.
Wait, have I sat on that couch?
No,
you haven't.
It was a futon that I live with. I had an old roommate whose mother used to accuse us of fornicating on the futon. But anyway, she was very religious. Like, dude, like, just fucking ball sacks.
It was, she would not approve of that guy's balls.
She would just, like, they did worse things on that futon than I ever did.
Oh, gross.
But anyway, little anecdote for you.
All right, wonderful.
Good job on the podcast today.
Yeah.
All right, so it sounds like we are all asking for weed.
We're
yeah.
jonesing for fucking weed.
And if I am not mistaken, In all the episodes we have recorded tonight, we have been unanimous every single time.
What? It's been amazing. What?
We are making history.
Wow.
We
are. It's probably because I'm high.
There you go.
Probably.
Super, just mega high right now.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed asking for things. You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at trtpodcast or drop by our Facebook page and say hi. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. Five stars only. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.